Naked Pen Co. Instructive Stories from the Teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In a village, there lived a boy named Panchanan. In tropical lands, small boys in their early age move around naked. Panchanan, as a boy of 5 years, used to go naked all the time. So the neighbors were fond of calling him Naked Penko. However, Penko was a very good boy in his studies and general habits. Every year, he used to get the topmost position in school, and naturally, he became very dear to most of his neighbors. But some of the neighbors were not on good terms with Penko's father, and they were not at all happy with the good behavior of Penko. Every time they listened to any appreciation of Penko, they became very agitated and used to say, "Oh, hang your naked Penko, don't mention his studies." Within few years, Panchanan attained a degree of law and took to the legal profession as a pleader in a court of law. When the inimical neighbors of Panchanan's father came to hear his news, they remarked, "Penko must have passed the examination by cheating." Panchanan Babu was gradually promoted to the position of a district judge within a couple of years and became very renowned. Then the heart of those envious people burned with jealousy. They pulled faces and shouted, "Oh, hang your cock and bull stories. How could that whippersnapper become a district judge?" When the name of the district judge, Honorable Mr. Panchanan, was shown to them in some authentic papers, they cried vociferously, "Naked Penko must be working as a judge without any remuneration." Purport. Any Vaishnava who has surrendered himself unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, or any person who has been duly initiated into the Mahamantra under a real spiritual master, according to the Pancharatrika scriptures, should never be subjected to any sort of caste distinction. As depicted in the story just narrated, Panchanan Babu was wrongly considered to be a naked Penko, even when he became a respectable court judge, and it was also an unfounded assumption that Panchanan could never become a court judge, only because his father was not in good terms with his neighbors. This is nothing but a reflection of one's jealousy. One who is a Vaishnava, even born of a low caste, should never be looked down upon as a lowly person. As one single rupee is in existence within an amount of crores and rupees, similarly, the qualities of a Brahmana all exist within a Vaishnava. As such, it is considered to be an offense to blacklist any Vaishnava as a non-Brahmana for any reason whatsoever. In fact, an Uttama Adhikari or a Vaishnava elevated to the highest stage of self-realization may very well be honored as a Paramahamsa or a truly wise sage. Those who consider themselves as servants only to such Paramahamsa Vaishnavas actually abide by the transcendental system of the 8 divisions of Varna and Ashrama as created by God. They never pose themselves as Vaishnavas under a sense of vanity. Instead, they consider themselves as servants of the Vaishnavas under the Paramahamsa. Even if these persons came of a Shudra, low caste or social Brahmana family before they took shelter under the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, still it is unreasonable and offensive to introduce or call them Shudras, low caste people or social Brahmanas, recalling their positions in their previous ashramas. One who has received the initiation mantra according to Pancharatrika scriptures and thus attained his second birth under the auspices of the fatherly spiritual master and motherly Gayatri mantra is called a transcendental, not social, Brahmana. All these transcendental Brahmanas who have obtained their second birth in order to offer service to the Supreme Lord Sri Hari accept sacred threads, chanting beads, tilaka, and the like as per scriptural prescriptions. Those who maintain that Vaishnavas, even if initiated into their new life, must be considered belonging to their own Shudra or such low caste as they were by birth, and that such Vaishnavas should not accept any sacred thread nor chant Gayatri or Pranav mantra, are similar to such people who prefer to brand the district judge Panchanan Babu merely as a naked Penko or that Naked Penko would not draw any salary even when he becomes an honorable court judge. This must be known as an envious mentality. Each and every girl moves naked in her very early age. But when the same girl attains her motherhood, then it will be most indecent and offensive to recall her childhood nudity and thus put her to shame. Similarly, it is more offensive and extremely hard-hearted to make an impression about any Vaishnava in the light of his previous ashrama before taking shelter of initiation in the Krishna mantra.